left Birmingham in the summer because I wanted to play first team football, and the gaffer here gave me this opportunity to come here, and it's brilliant. It's a brilliant club, to be honest. All the stuff that people were saying, oh, it's a mess down there, it's not good, it's a load of nonsense, to be honest. It's since I've walked through the door, there's nothing been that good I can say about it. It's fantastic. Everything about the club, the way it's run, the fans are coming down to support us. So it's pleasing, and I'm really enjoying it. It's what I wanted to do for a long time, and hopefully I'll stay until the end of the season. And hopefully we'll push up that league soon and be at the right end rather than the wrong end.
All that talk about kind of Blackpool and all the off the field think situation. Did you have to just kind of ignore that then when the opportunity to sign for the club came about? Did you not kind of pay any attention whatsoever?
No, because to be honest, I had sort of similar stuff at Birmingham. There was sort of uproar over the owners or whatever, because there's a Carson Young, the Chinese owner, who went to prison. But to be honest, you don't look into that. You don't. You want to play football. Blackpool gave me the opportunity to play football, so there was no qualms about should I or shouldn't I come here. The manager said, "Look, you've been number one, which I wanted to do for the last few years. It was a no-brainer for me. It was an easy option."
He's been singing your praises in recent weeks too, as your manager. I mean, with your form that you've been showing. I mean, how pleased have you been with your performances?
Yeah, up to Saturday, I was very pleased. Up to Saturday, I was very pleased. Yeah, I was a bit disappointed on Saturday, but you're going to make errors, and obviously I made an error for the third one on Saturday, which keepers do. You probably look at all the games a weekend. Example, Joe Harting was number one, made an error, and it happens to goalkeepers, how you bounce back. So now I'd be raring to go to Tuesday night and hopefully pick some points up.
He reckons an international call-up might not be too far away. What do you think?
It'd be nice if it would, but the only downside to that is I'd end up missing some Blackpool games, so I'd have to make a decision. But no, it's first and foremost, I want to do as best I can for Blackpool and keep doing well in the team and hopefully pick points up. And if it comes, then obviously it's a bonus.
And guessing that ambition to play for your country again still kind of burns quite strongly with you.
My last sort of involvement was the famous Thierry Henry hand of God, which was my last involvement. So, yeah, it's been a while. I'd love to, yeah, obviously. You speak to any player who wants to play for the country, everyone will say yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely one I want to sort of get back into. But as I said, first and foremost, is I have to be playing week in, week out and doing well, which at the moment I'm not doing too bad. So hopefully it will come eventually.